Listen to a teacher giving instructions for a group project. While listening, answer the questions below. Use a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the boxes. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to school. I hope you enjoyed your summer holiday, but I'm sure you have missed your classmates. So, our first activity this year will be a group project. You will be divided into 4 groups, 5 students each, and I will give you a research topic to work on. You will begin with a brainstorming activity in which everyone will share their thoughts on the topic. Then each group will go to the library and search for all the information you need. The next phase is the most interesting, I think. You will find one or more experts on the topic and interview them. When you are with your team and meet new people, it's easy to get distracted. But remember that you have a goal to reach. You'll present your research to your class next Friday, so it's important to stay focused. Before the presentation, you'll have some time to find the best way to show the results of your work. It can be a video or a speech, but remember, everyone must be involved and take equal responsibility. The success of the team depends on the contribution of each participant. And now, let's get started. You will now hear the recording for the second time. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to school. I hope you enjoyed your summer holiday, but I'm sure you have missed your classmates. So, our first activity this year will be a group project. You will be divided into 4 groups, 5 students each, and I will give you a research topic to work on. You will begin with a brainstorming activity in which everyone will share their thoughts on the topic. Then each group will go to the library and search for all the information you need. The next phase is the most interesting, I think. You will find one or more experts on the topic and interview them. When you are with your team and meet new people, it's easy to get distracted. But remember that you have a goal to reach. You'll present your research to your class next Friday, so it's important to stay focused. Before the presentation, you'll have some time to find the best way to show the results of your work. It can be a video or a speech, but remember, everyone must be involved and take equal responsibility. The success of the team depends on the contribution of each participant. And now, let's get started.